Hi, this is Karen Cleveland. Thanks for joining me today on this meditation. For this meditation, we're going to talk about goal setting and how important it is for whatever we want in life. However, it's important that it comes from a centered, grounded place in order for it to easily manifest and come true. You can certainly push through and get any goal you desire, but when a goal comes from a more grounded, divine place, then things conspire to help it happen. So we're going to get into that space. If you have some paper and a pen, you might want it nearby, so in case you need to jot something down during the meditation. So let us just get settled, settle into where you are, and take some deep breaths. Inhale deep, deep down into your diaphragm, all the way down to your pelvis if you can. Just imagine the air coming all the way in through your mouth and nose, fully down your abdomen and back out again. And do that two more times. Now we're going to get in touch with that place in us that is connected to the infinite wisdom of the universe. You might call it God. You might call it your divine self. You might call it your higher wisdom. You might call it Source or Holy Spirit. And it might even be Jesus or Buddha or Krishna. But just as you breathe in, feel yourself connecting with what I'm going to call your divine source. And feel yourself being filled with warmth and love, knowing that you are part of a greater connection in life. And as you are connecting with that divine source, I want you to know and remember that you are here to thrive. You are here to have your desires met. You are here to be able to fulfill your purpose. So while every goal is a worthy goal, let's help with meaning and find some of those deeper goals that really want to express through you. So I'm going to ask you to ask your divine source, whatever you want to call it, your infinite connection, ask it to help you through this process. And whatever information you get through this meditation, don't dismiss it. Just write it down or remember it and think about it if it doesn't feel quite right. But I bet as things are revealed, they're going to feel divinely true to you. So just be open to everything that comes to you. So now in this space of connection with your infinite, ask it to reveal to you some minor goals, some minor purposes. What is going to help you? What kind of goals can you achieve in the next month or 3 months Just ask for some short-term goals before we get to the big ones to help you further down the road or to help you in a situation you have now or to help you find more meaning or happiness in life. What are some things you can do now? Ask your divine source to reveal that to you now. And now ask yourself and ask your divine source, what is something midterm that's going to help me fulfill my purpose in life? What's something that is probably achievable in a year, maybe 2 years, not too far out, but not too soon, unless you really, really work at it. And anything can happen. Be open to the infinite possibilities of life. But what are some goals? Divine Source, reveal to me now some of those midterm goals that are really going to make things easier and make life happier, more meaningful. And if at any time you need to stop the recording and write them down, please do. And now, Divine Source, now that I have some stepping stones, what are some infinite, long-term goals? What can I do? How can I serve? Where can I be for my highest good and the good of all? Reveal to me now what I need to work towards, what I need to reveal in myself. And thank your divine source for revealing anything and everything to you. This is a great exercise to do over and over because things shift as we experience life. Things shift. And that's okay. That's absolutely okay. Now, as you come back to the room, as you bring yourself present in your body in this time and space, I want you to understand the power of writing your goals every day and reading them to yourself, saying them out loud every day. People that read and write their goals every day are 5 times more successful than those who do not. So it's really important, even if you feel like you're doing nothing else, if you can do it 3 times a day, that's great. But at least once, write them down, read them to yourselves, self. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to another meditation with you. This is Karen Cleveland with the Wisdom of All Life. And have a fabulous, fabulous day and week. Thank you.